In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Martyrs, Saint Joseph, Saint Agatha, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate Saint Agatha, who in the passage from the office today said, Agatha, the name means good. And she truly was a good soul, truly good in the eyes of God, in that she gave her life as a young virgin back in the year 251 in what is present-day Sicily, for refusing the untoward advances of a Roman senator who wanted to commit sin with her. And she refused his advances and suffered terribly for it. Saint Agatha is the patron saint of nurses, and I guess you could say for healthcare professionals, because one of her tortures was that this senator had her breasts cut off and then thrown on red hot coals. But then an earthquake took place, and the people fearing that the world was going to come to an end, the senator finally had her thrown back into prison where she died. And so because of her torture, she is also a patron saint of those who suffer from diseases of the breast and other infirmities. And she is contained in the Eucharistic prayer number one, the Roman canon, to remind us of these early martyrs, virgin martyrs of the church, and how she gave her life as a witness to the Christian virtue of purity and virginity. It says in the Catechism that, in its section on purity and modesty, says that that in our world that it's a battle for purity. And I think that that could probably be said about every age, but especially in our age in which so many things are promoted that are so contrary to the virtue of purity, whether it be the media and the mindset of even those in the psychological profession. You know, they think somehow that people have to experience all kinds of things, and otherwise they're not, somehow they're suppressed in their mind or whatever. So it would seem that the battle of purity also is a battle for the truth, because some people are taking, you know, and it's interesting that Saint Agatha is a patron saint of those who suffer from diseases of the breast, and that in our world today that there's so many who are trying to protect that cult of impurity that they're willing to lie even in the medical profession and not make the connection between the birth control pill, which is the, you know, one of the sacred cows of the impure culture that we live in, that they don't want the women to know that the connection between the birth control pill and breast cancer, or even abortion and breast cancer, because those are sacred cows for those who are trying to promote the cult of impurity. And so that even the truth ends up becoming obfuscated and clouded over, because we have to keep everybody thinking that what we're telling them and what you're trying to promote is really good for them. So we look to Saint Agatha today, for it truly is, it does take courage, it does take that heroic courage to live out the virtue, especially of modesty and all the things that go with purity. And we ask her to especially assist young people today to resist this culture that is so contrary to the gospel. When Pope Francis talks about going out into the world and messing things up, I think we have to be willing to also mess up the mindset of those who live in such a confused world, especially about what is best for our own human welfare and human development. Just the cult of impurity and its tragic consequences it has had, you know, in our world. We're so materialistic minded. Maybe the only thing that's going to wake some people up is that how the pocketbook of our nation is so drained just because of the sad effects of sins of impurity on just the economy. We can see the terrible effects of abortion, which is one of the factors and one of the effects of the impure culture we live in. But there are so many others out there. The fact that there's so much poverty because of unwed mothers or single parent families, because of the lack of the importance of marriage and things like that, that it has a drain even economically on a society. And truly, when you look at the Roman culture, what brought it down was its lack of morals before anything else, that eventually brought the Roman civilization to a grinding collapse and halt. And let us look today and say, you know, we need to foster. The best thing that a society can do is promote virtue among its people. And sad to say, we have, especially in our day, especially among politicians, virtues are not well held up in high regard. Matter of fact, if you can tell a bigger lie than your opponent, you're considered to be a good president or a good senator or whatever it may be. And obviously we need to ask St. Agatha, who was truly good, to once again intercede for us, that we understand that being good is good not only for our eternal welfare, but even temporally has benefits which are to make our society run in harmony and according to God's nature that He has established it for. Let us also ask Our Lady, Queen of Martyrs, to assist us in this fight, in the battle for purity. She who is the glorious and victorious Queen of Purity, may she intercede for us and all today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.